What's your favorite style of fighting to watch? That's from Jay Lewis. Oh man, that's great. That's an easy one. MMA. Okay, so I love watching. You know, I was just watching some Glory fights before tuning in to do this episode. I love all facets of fighting: boxing, Muay Thai, kickboxing, karate. I love the combat karate. I love grappling. I love wrestling, folk style, freestyle. I love it all. It's really amazing. However, my favorite thing to watch, without a doubt, is MMA. That's where they all come together. They all come to meet. And for me, it's the ultimate sport. Can a 5'5" guy like DJ, can he beat a 6'5", 8" guy? That's from Sahil. Like, if you're talking about, like, not pound for pound, we're talking about DJ, Demetrius Johnson, fighting Ngannou in a real fight. Is that what you're asking me? I read the question real quick here. Forgive me, it's real hot here. I gotta use this towel here to make myself keep myself cool. Can DJ beat an Ngannou? Wow. Listen, it's not impossible. It's not impossible, but let's just say, you know, there are weight classes for a reason. There are weight classes for a reason. And it would be unlikely, let's just say, very, very unlikely that somebody that much smaller than Ngannou wins. Okay, it's not impossible; it can happen, but you know, there's physics. We gotta respect the laws of physics. Okay, so there are limits to technique. There are major limits to technique, and that size differential, you know, would be like saying, can a child beat a grown man? Well, it's not impossible. You know, if we look deep enough, hard enough, if we try it enough times, it'll work. You know, eventually a kid will. You know, a really tough kid will get maybe, I don't want to say lucky, there's no such thing as luck, but it could happen, okay? But unlikely, let's say really unlikely. Train more with people of higher level, same level or lower level, percentage estimate of each. That's from Gabe. Gabe, I would say, look, I like to train at all levels. Okay, so I like to train with blue belts to black belts. Black belts, I like to spar with them once, twice a week max. I like to spar with purple belts and brown belts and blue belts the rest of the time. So let's say 80% of the time, 90% of the time, I like to spar with the lower belts. Now, why? Because I can control the amount of work I'm gonna do. You know, I can kind of fend them off. I can take a break if I need it. And the reason why is I'm not a competitor and I don't want to be sore the next day. So I can feel like I can control the action. However, I do like to spar with black belts because it makes me feel like I'm still at the high speed and I know the reactions of a black belt and I feel like, you know, I'm going in the red, you know, I'm working, I'm grinding my gears, but it's good. 2 times a week, I don't get injured. I don't get hurt. I don't feel sore. I don't feel messed up. But if I were to work with a black belt every single day and we're rolling hard, like sometimes you could roll with a black belt and there's an understanding and we're flow rolling, that's fine. But I'm talking about like hard sparring, like even if it's boxing or wrestling, I don't like to redline more than once or twice a week. Once is plenty, twice is once in a while. But if you're a competitor, you might have to do it 2 times a week every week if you're a competitor. However, as a guy who doesn't compete, as a guy who's a trainer and I train so many pros, so I'm spending so much time and energy on professional fighters. If I were to get injured, you know, if I were to like hurt my shoulder or my knee, I would be jeopardizing a lot of careers. You know, I'm working with a lot of pros throughout the week, a lot. So I'm a very busy trainer, okay, an extremely busy trainer. So if I pop my elbow or something, or I break my hand and I can't hold pads and I can't drill and I can't come into practice, that'll be a real problem for a lot of guys. So I take that really seriously. I know I will show up to practice, and then when I come to practice, I'm going to be ready to work. I'm going to be ready to, you know, I take their careers very seriously. So I do keep injuries at bay as best I can, and I feel that rolling with lower belts or most of the time is easy for me to protect myself from getting injured. Because look, when two black belts roll, we get heated. That's just the nature of things. We get heated. And it's strenuous. I wouldn't say it's dangerous, but it's strenuous. And if you strain yourself every day, eventually your back starts to give out. Eventually your ankle pops. Eventually your neck is like making funny noises. And I just don't like to grind the gears every day. Okay, so for me, it's that's my tolerance level. Paul Leclerc, coach, is Ashley game safer than close guard in a fight? Well, look, if we're talking about close guard and you're holding the guy in tight, the guy can't really hit you, so you're safe there. But for how long? That's the question. Okay, so if you're able to spin underneath and get into the Ashies and you know what you're doing, it could be very aggressive. It could be a great way to sweep the guy or finish the fight. However, if you don't know what you're doing and you're not really... Because the thing is, here's a story about leg locks and Ashi Gouramis. You know, he's asking me about the leg entanglements from guard. There's a lot of details and they take a lot of practice. If you haven't committed the time to studying all the details, because there's a lot that can go wrong, so you need to have all the backup plans ready. If you've studied Ashi Gourami halfway, it's going to backfire at MMA. If you've studied it completely, your training is complete, and it never truly is complete, but you have been around the block, and you could do this stuff in your sleep, you have drilled this, it'll work. It'll work. I do it all the time, but I have a lot of pros that can't do it because they're dividing their time in so many disciplines that they wouldn't have the time to spend 3-4 months studying this particular aspect of fighting where they could just get back up to their feet. Why would they play that game? So I like it. I've studied it. I feel like, you know, I've been doing it for over 15 years now. So I got it down pat. I feel like it comes in very handy in MMA. Very, very handy in MMA. I use it all the time when I'm sparring in MMA. However, I feel like if you don't have that chunk of time to dedicate, to really get deep in the Ashies, it'll backfire in MMA if you do it halfway.